In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. When someone can't see well, there is an expression that we sometimes hear that the person is as blind as a bat. And certainly we recognize in the realm of biology that bats are generally not blind, but their eyesight is not very good. It's very poor. And yet their other senses have become quite heightened. Their hearing, for example, has become so extraordinary that poor eyesight is ultimately not a detriment in their lives. They thrive without good eyesight because their other senses have adapted to life without eyesight being what it is for other creatures. And certainly human beings are incredibly resourceful. We learn to adapt to a variety of situations in life. And because we adapt sometimes so easily, we sometimes think that it's simply what we're supposed to do. Certainly in many contexts, we are supposed to adapt and learn to make the best of the situation in life that we find ourselves. But there are certainly some situations in life that we are never to adapt to. Certainly if we're living in an unhealthy, dysfunctional situation, if we're living in an abusive context, these are contexts that we don't learn to are not supposed to learn to adapt. That would be bad to adapt to those circumstances. And so it is when it comes to the realms of spiritual darkness. We don't want to learn to adapt to the spiritual darkness that we might find ourselves in. After all, we are created in the image of God, and thus we are naturally drawn to spiritual light. Living in spiritual darkness is ultimately an unnatural state for the human being, a state to which we are not to learn to adapt. The gospel text today calls attention to a prophecy of Isaiah about light. A light has dawned in the land that was formerly in darkness. Of course, this light is Christ, the true light of the world who came to dwell there. The light that this prophecy speaks of, that the gospel is alluding to, is the gospel that Christ preached there. But the light that we hear about is not a physical light. It is a spiritual light. It's not as though Christ, as the light of the world, walked around this earth glowing. We recognize this isn't true. It was a spiritual light that we speak of when we speak of Christ as the light. The town didn't take on a luminescent quality because this prophecy was fulfilled. No, it's speaking of a spiritual light that came to dawn there. This prophecy, this event, is once again an image of what Christ has come to do. Christ has come into this world as the true light. He came to shine in the spiritual darkness of this world. He came not only to this dark region, but he comes to the darkened human condition as well. And he comes to bring light to each and every one who dwelt in darkness. But the light that Christ brings is a spiritual light, not a physical light. And the problem is greater than simply this condition of spiritual darkness that we find ourselves in, because the darkness of sin transcends to our own consciousness as well, in a sense. The darkness of sin affects our own spiritual vision. We become blinded by our own darkened view. Spiritually, we become blind as bats, not seeing the spiritual reality that is before us. But Christ doesn't leave us there either. Christ ultimately has come not just to shine light in the darkness, but he's ultimately come to heal our spiritual eyes as well. The most common remedy that Christ uses in the healing of spiritual eyesight is the remedy of repentance. That's why he begins his preaching this morning. We hear him with a very simple message: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We need to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we don't recognize that the kingdom of heaven is at hand unless we do repent, because our eyes are blinded. We do not see. The kingdom of heaven is ever before us, and because we have not had our eyes cleared, we don't see that the kingdom of heaven is ever before us. Christ preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We must understand that when we repent, we begin to regain the spiritual eyesight that God wants us to use. And it's through the continued path of repentance. We begin to see the reality of life as it truly is. Life as it could be. Life as it ultimately should be. It's through the steps of repentance, we begin to recognize things that we missed before. Things that might be right before our eyes. But because we're experiencing that form of spiritual blindness, we could not see that thing that was right before our eyes, the thing that was right before us. See, Christ has come into this world to bring light into the darkness, but we can't see the light that Christ brings unless we're willing to have our eyes be healed by Him, to be opened. Christ has also come to do that very thing, to open our spiritual eyes, to grant us a spiritual vision, to see spiritual reality. But we have to cooperate with that process by taking the steps of repentance. The kingdom of heaven is truly at hand, and we fail to see it because our eyes are closed to it. The kingdom is near to us, and we don't recognize it due to our own blindness. The kingdom is ever near to us, and we must simply take the steps of repentance to open our eyes and recognize that the kingdom is there, and we are welcome to enter into the midst of it. We do have our own misconceptions about repentance, and we must recognize what repentance is and some of the things that repentance is not. One of our most common conceptions about repentance is simply saying I'm sorry to God when I mess things up in my life or I commit some kind of sin and I have to tell God I'm sorry, and that's repentance. Maybe we attach things like the sacrament of confession to it, and that's our idea of repentance. And both of these things have elements of strains of truth, but that's not the whole picture of repentance. Saying I'm sorry, going to confession, and now I've repented, that's not repentance. That's just elements of repentance, and repentance is so much bigger than this. It's so much more than those simple ideas, those simplistic ideas. Repentance is ultimately correcting our aim. If we understand what sin is missing the mark. It's a term that's taken from archery. It has to do with missing the target. You aim and you missed, and that is sin. Well, what is repentance then? If sin is missing the mark, repentance is taking better aim. Repentance is correcting our course so that next time we hit the target. And we have to constantly do this. Correcting our course, correcting our aim is not something we do one time. It's a thing that we do daily, hourly, moment by moment. We have to constantly evaluate if our aim is on target or not. We have to constantly question ourselves if our steps are leading us to the ultimate goal in this life, which is Christ our Lord. Are the steps of our life leading us to Christ or not? If they are, then we're on track. If they're not, then we are in sin and we're off track. And we have to embrace repentance to get back on track, to get our aim of our steps back toward Christ, leading us to Christ. We also must understand that repentance is an opportunity. It's an opportunity that is ever before us, not an opportunity that only comes every once in a while, once in a blue moon. Repentance is an opportunity that is always, ever before us. And it is truly an opportunity to change our course, an opportunity to turn away from the very things that brought us down in the first place. Repentance is an opportunity to find life as God intended us to live life. Repentance is an opportunity for the light of God to shine in our hearts. It's an opportunity for the spiritual blindness that we have experienced to be lifted from our eyes. If someone said that they have the perfect job opportunity for us, they know us and this is a competitive salary, wouldn't we want to take that opportunity at least to hear the person out? It's an opportunity before us. We would be foolish not to take that opportunity, at least to hear them out, right? If we have a car that's in desperate need of repair and a friend of the family is a mechanic who has his own shop and he offers to repair it for free, wouldn't we not take that opportunity? We have to recognize when opportunity knocks, we need to respond to that opportunity. And repentance is one of those opportunities in life that is given to us. God awaits our answer, our response to that opportunity of repentance. Jesus came into the darkness of this world as the true light, the light that radiated in the dark places of this world, the light that illuminated the darkness in men's hearts. The darkness could never overcome the light, which is Christ. But Christ comes to each and every one of us to bring that same glorious light to each of us. We need not remain in the gloom of darkness. We only need to have our spiritual eyes opened. And the path to open our spiritual eyes is the path of repentance. By having our eyes open, we begin to perceive the light that Christ brings into this dark world. But we have to take the steps of repentance. We have to have our eyes open so that we might see. Jesus began his ministry with that simple message Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let us recognize that the opportunity of repentance is before us. Let us take that opportunity and take the steps of repentance in our lives. For the light of God is ever before us, and the kingdom of heaven is truly at hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.